So you're listening to David Sandler being gutsy. Well, now listen in to one of your own, a President's Club member talking at a President's Club meeting about guts.
Hardest thing for me was getting gutsy. Wimp Junction and guts and all that stuff. What I realized is a lot of times you have to let yourself off the hook. Anyone in here have trouble being gutsy? Some show of hands. I mean, in your own heart. I sure have in my life. I've always had trouble asking the tough questions. And what I recognized is I heard a speech. They asked Larry Brown, his coach of Indiana Pacers. He's turned them around tremendously. They're a defensive team. They asked Larry Brown, what's the key to your defense, coach? He said, here's what it is. Got five guys on the court, 24 seconds of shot clock. I asked them each for 2 seconds of defense every possession. And the interviewer, as was I, was kind of nonplussed by that. What do you mean 2 seconds of defense, 24 seconds shot clock? Here's what I mean. I mean, when the ball comes around to their side and their man, I want them for 2 seconds to get in there as hard as they can until he kicks that ball back out. And for the other 22 seconds, I want him to have fun, look for opportunity to step in a passing lane, and realize how much they enjoy playing basketball for a lot of money. That's his program, and it just hit me. That's exactly what it is with being gutsy. I don't have to be gutsy 40 hours a week. I spend 30 hours a week bonding rapport, calling people, being nice. Hey, how about golf doing that? I don't have to be gutsy. I figure I have to be gutsy maybe 10 minutes a week. Think about that for a minute. The difference between what I was making before and what I'm able to make now might be 10 minutes of guts. I can do anything for 10 minutes, and here's what I mean by that. If I'm in a sales interview, in a sales process, and I'm talking to people, and he says, boy, things really look good, Jeff. Get back to you in a couple weeks. How much time is it actually to say, take the guts to say, if I look good, what do you mean by that? How much time does that take? How much time does it take for me to look somebody in the eye and say, you want to know what the real problem is? You're the real problem. I'm not comfortable with that. I don't like to make people mad. I like people like me, like everybody else. But it's not that hard of an endeavor when you chop it up that way. The other thing that's extremely important is continuing education. Not only do I practice every day, I continue to go to classes. I learn something every day that I go to classes. I was in Nancy's class the other day. We talked about self-limiting records. I've heard that self-limiting records thing 10 times, and I learned something from it. It's a booster shot. It helps you remember what you're here to do. Because if you forget and you start to think you're successful, like I have over the past 6 months, feel like I've been successful, you fall out of it. You go back to your old ways and you start to realize you're not doing what you need to do. So that's a problem.